This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
The war has begun. The censorship war has gone to a whole new level in America. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here, the founder of Real.Video, publisher of naturalnews.com. You know, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, Google, they have declared war on America. They have declared that no conservative shall have the right to speak, no libertarian, no one who opposes the vaccine establishment, that you simply don't have a right to speak anymore, they say, on their platforms, and they are systematically banning and blacklisting everyone. And of course, their test case is Alex Jones, InfoWars. And they lie about InfoWars. They lie about Alex Jones. It's so insane. Here's the latest example. There's a video that's been circulating out there for several days where there's some little, like, 11-year-old punk. Maybe he's 12. I don't know. It's just some little punk who keeps hitting on this guy. Hitting him, striking him. Not hitting on him, but punching him, this guy who's, like, in his 20s, let's say. And the little kid is like this screaming, cry-bully, leftist mentality type of person. And he's cursing at him and hitting him and punching him. And he punches the guy in the face several times. And the guy finally gets tired of it. And he just shoves the kid back. The kid falls to the ground and then starts screaming and crying. And it's actually a hilarious video to watch because it's like, well, what did you expect, kid? You keep punching people. Sooner or later, somebody's going to shove you back, you know, just to get you away. So Forbes, which is a lying propaganda rag that fronts for Monsanto and the GMO companies and the poison pesticide producers, Forbes runs a completely fake news article claiming that the man who shoved the kid is Alex Jones. It looks nothing like Alex Jones, not even the same height, not even close to the same age, not even the same face shape, nothing. It's not Alex Jones. It's what a joke. Forbes runs this article, says it's Alex Jones. And then other publications cite the Forbes article saying, well, my God, Alex Jones is abusing children, violence against children. He must be banned. Ban him off YouTube. Ban him off Facebook. Look how evil he is, they say. And to make matters worse, then the Travis County court receives a request, or maybe they initiated it, I'm not sure. Travis County, that's in Austin, Texas, where Alex lives. The Travis County court gets a request to seize Alex's children, you know, to send out CPS and take his children, claiming that he's violent against children. And then Alex is not able to post any video rebutting it, because the video then, if he were to post that video and say, look, it's not me, then YouTube and Facebook would say, oh, look, you posted this video promoting violence against children. It's insane. You can't even defend yourself now without being accused of committing violence against children that you never committed. I mean, everything is rigged. The whole system is a big fat lie. It's a catch-22 trap. It's like, aha, we will accuse you falsely of things you never did, and then if you try to prove your innocence, we'll ban your speech, claiming that, oh, you're engaged in violations of community guidelines, because here you are showing a video of a child being shoved to the ground. That's a violation. You can't do that, so you're banned. And then everybody else is out there lying about you and saying, look, you shoved a child to the ground. It wasn't Alex. The level of insanity in all of this, it's just through the roof. We have entered an era, you know, it finally dawned on me. This is a cultocracy, the cult of the left. They're running a cultocracy. And leftists, they are authoritarian tyrants. Every last one of them. Because none of them are speaking out against this. Think about that. Not one of them is speaking out against this and saying, well, wait a second. Doesn't Alex have the right to defend himself? To tell his side of the story, which is that it's not Alex in the video? There isn't a single leftist in America who is standing up and saying that Alex Jones has the right to clear his name, to show that it's not him in the video. Not a single person. And that's because, without exception, all leftists are authoritarian tyrants, and they're scum. They're scum. They don't believe in free speech. They don't believe in liberty. They despise America. They're full of hatred. They're seething with hatred constantly. They're like demons. Like, they're stormtroopers, but they think they're Luke Skywalker. They think they're Jedi, but they are stormtroopers. They work for Darth Vader, but they think their master is Obi-Wan Kenobi. No, your master is Darth Vader. You demons, you dark, disgusting, pathetic demons. And they're using this to ban everybody that they don't like. And by the way, Alex Jones, he's just going to set the precedent, you see. If they ban Alex Jones, I mean, they've already banned me off YouTube for posting a video that talked about how cannabis can cure cancer. It wasn't even my video. I mean, it was a summary of an article that quoted a woman who overcame stage 4 cancer using cannabis. That was not allowable by YouTube. Imagine that. You can't talk about natural medicine anymore without getting banned by all of these disgusting tech censorship authoritarian institutions. It is disgusting. But my point here is, it's not just about banning Alex. They're coming after everybody next. Guess what? They've already called for Fox News to be banned off all platforms. They've called for Steven Crowder to be banned. They've already banned me off most platforms, and it's only going to get worse. They're going to ban, they've banned conservative members of Congress. Wikipedia listed Ron Paul as a white supremacist, if you can believe that. Unreal. The left, the cultocracy of the left, is out of control, and they have declared war on America. This is the point of this podcast. They've declared war on America. We are in a war. We are in a war. They have opened the war by destroying your right to speak, taking away the most sacred right protected by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, your right to self-expression. And the left is nullifying that right systematically day after day. They want a society. Understand this. They are creating a society where only left-wing cultists are allowed to speak. Anybody who has an opinion or a criticism against the left will be silenced immediately and permanently. And that means anyone who's critical of transgender surgery on little children, for example, or anyone who's critical of socialism or communism or the government seizing assets from people. If you criticize the left, you will be permanently silenced. This is a war on our freedoms. This is a war on our liberty. Do you understand? And I'm now convinced this has crossed the threshold. There is no way to de-escalate this. This is going to a kinetic civil war in my analysis, in my prediction. I'm not promoting it. I'm not advocating it. I'm not calling for it. But I believe that's where it's going, because I've finally come to understand that these social media giants, these tech giants, they will not stop unless you make them stop. They will not stop unless you force them to stop. Do you understand? And you're going to have to force them to stop by government force. In other words, you're going to have government agents come in there and arrest the CEOs, charge them with crimes against humanity, charge them with civil rights violations. You're going to have to put guns in their face, that is federal agents doing this, and arrest these people, put them in handcuffs, march them away, and imprison them, and that's the only way they will ever stop. You understand? They will not voluntarily stop their tyranny. They will not cede to reason. There is no circumstance under which they will voluntarily level the playing field and stop censoring people. They will only do so if the government puts guns in their faces and threatens them with arrest, or and actually arrest them. and hauls them out of their corporate offices and throws them in prison, that is the only way they will stop. And that is exactly what I'm calling for. Government arrests of the executives of Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter. Jack Dorsey needs to be in handcuffs behind bars. He needs to serve life in prison for what he has done to destabilize this nation, to commit election fraud. And there are other executives of these other organizations. They all need to be arrested, prosecuted for their crimes. They have violated the most important, most sacred right of our nation, of our constitutional republic, which is the right to speak your mind without being censored either by government or by dominant online infrastructure, you know, public commons places such as YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. It is time to stop playing games with these people. It's time to arrest them. And I got to say, I think if the government won't do that, then there's no question in my mind that this eventually breaks down into a kinetic civil war. No doubt in my mind. Again, not calling for it, not advocating it, just telling you that's where it's going. Because you can't take away the freedom of expression of half the country and expect there to be no consequences. You can't just silence half the country and then just sit back in your little high-tech towers in Silicon Valley and think that you're just going to get away with it, that everybody's just going to roll or let you roll over them, that everybody's just going to sit back and say, oh, well, guess we're not going to be able to speak ever again. Not going to happen. People are going to rise up against this. And my message to President Trump today is, please, President Trump, take action to reel this in before the escalations get really out of control. Take action to regulate these companies, arrest their executives, because if you don't, I'm really, really concerned that this is going to spiral into an actual kinetic civil war, a shooting war that none of us want to see. But that's where this is going. No question in my mind that that's where this is going. Because they are disenfranchising half the country with their censorship efforts. These cultists on the left, out of control. Now, I've got a platform for freedom of speech. It's called Reel.Video. You can go to Reel.Video. You can create a free account. You can post your videos. And there are thousands of videos there now that are banned everywhere else. So check out Reel.Video. And you will find that it is it's amazing. It's astonishing. And it's exploding in popularity. We have now served 1 million video minutes in the last 7 days. 1 million video minutes served in the last 7 days, and it's growing every single day. So keep that in mind. Reel.Video. My name is Mike Adams. Pray for peace. Pray for America. Pray that we stop this censorship in time. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality,
We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.